Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Guys, we talk about doing special shit. Hey, we talk about doing special shit. Winning the division is doing special shit, right? Winning the division is doing special shit. Nobody's repeated in this division for 20 years, right? Y'all should be proud of that, right? You don't do special shit unless you got the men in this room, the talent that we have, and that we play with great detail, and that we do that together, all right? And we got a lot more to go. We got a long way to go. Enjoy it now, and then we're back to work. We got a lot to be thankful for.
A lot more to go, says the head coach. Including a couple words we can't let you hear there on the radio, but we appreciate it.
Potty mouth.
He's excited. Yeah, special bleep.
You? Relax, Nick.
Yeah, does he know we're going to air those? I don't think he cares.
He didn't care.
That's all right. We appreciate that. And it's a day to be proud. I mean, two back-to-back division titles in this division.
Back-to-back.
It is hard. And again, I'm actually kind of rooting for it now. I think it'd be really cool if they're the only team in the NFL to win their division in back-to-back years. Every other division is either going to or likely to have a different winner between now and the end of the season. And the Eagles, the first division winner to clinch. All right, let's look forward and talk about what they've done. 215-592-9494. For you will hear the montage coming up in a few minutes. How it sounded Saturday evening right here on WIP. Steve in Chestnut Hill is up with us. Hey, Steve.
Hey, listen, I'm a little bit confused here.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, he forgot one little fact when he was talking about being proud of all this. He also be proud that the other teams in the league suck.
In the division, you should say?
In the conference, yeah. Be proud of that. Yeah, come on. By the way, this seems to be yesterday's game. I heard listening to you a few minutes ago, and you were saying exactly the same thing I did yesterday when I called in. This team beat nobody. And what I saw yesterday was a problem. Three quarters they played and they were losing. Mariota goes out, and then who's this guy, Johnson? Where'd he come from? What is he?
He's been in the league for like 20 years.
He's been a long time.
He's been a backup for 20 years.
Immediately the other team just quit. It looks like the Eagles came out with red shirts on, and that's how they played them. I mean, it was that run by Barkley. That was a classic scrimmage run right there. Just bump him, don't hurt him, you know, let him. Come on, man. What are you talking about? I can't be excited about the Eagles beating up on a team that laid down after three quarters almost, and they were winning.
Let me tell you why. My coach used to always say, if a team is bad, you beat them because they're bad. And let's not, like, they tried to play. They tried to play until they figured out that the game was out of reach. And it's not so much about what the Commodores did. It's more about what the Eagles did. They executed. They went out there and they executed the game plan. Let me tell you the truism about today, Steve, that, you know, we even though you might say that they're terrible, they're going to go get paid today. They're a professional football team.
Yeah.
And they're going to pick up their checks today, just like the Raiders picked up their checks last week. And and we've seen – just like the Jacksonville Jaguars are playing well, we've seen things changing immediately, quickly in the NFL.
Right.
So, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but there is cause to be.
They played 3.5 quarters and they were down 10-7.
But it's still a cause to be excited.
It's still
a cause to be excited. That's all I'm trying
to say. It's a win. Yeah, you can't knock a win. And that's what happened in 23. Everybody said they were in it. They'll knock a win, and then they played good teams, and they lost.
So I do think, see, there's – I mean, you're right on that, but they only won one game down the stretch, if my memory serves, in 23.
Right.
They lost
also
a lot.
Lost to a two-win football team.
Right. They lost to bad teams. They only won one game on that Christmas Day against the Giants. They've won back-to-back games, and they've they've looked good doing it. Are these teams bad? Okay. Yeah, I mean, of course they're bad.
Beat them because they're
for
bad.
You. Mm-hmm. So when you get in the playoffs, you, and you don't play for three quarters, what's your odds of winning the game?
If you get in the playoffs and don't play for three quarters, you're probably not going to win.
Well, I mean, this is what I've been seeing the last couple of weeks with this team. And you know, 2 weeks in a row, they play garbage, and they just turn it on in the fourth quarter because the other team has
quit. They kicked the Raiders' ass from start to finish.
They did. That's the one you got to kind of – you know, give them the props.
So I think, and Steve, good phone call, man. And I understand the sentiment. I think we also have a little bit of misinterpretation of how the game went Saturday.
I don't recall it going the way Steve said.
Well,
it was
so
going.
Yes and no. So it was 10-7 Commanders at half, right? Mm-hmm. Now, we know why, right?
We got the fumble. Well, we fumbled at the beginning. We gave him the ball.
But the kicker. Who we'll get to. I mean, he left a lot of points on the board. They did. I mean, that's the reason they weren't winning at the half, or not even tied at the half, is the kicker. Second half, if my memory serves right, didn't it start with the Commanders had the ball? They have the pass over the middle to Treylon Burks, makes a catch, right? And then they hurry to the line because they were afraid the Eagles were going to challenge. Then the Eagles stop them three plays in a row. Mariota gets knocked out of the game. Mm-hmm. Eagles get the ball back. In the third quarter, they go on a long touchdown drive. It took up like the whole third quarter. They score to take the lead. And from there, it was a rout. Right? So like it wasn't really three quarters. It was the Commanders held the lead at half. They had four plays to start the third quarter. Eagles stopped them. From there on, it was total dominance by the Eagles. They must have held the ball almost the entire time.
They wanted time of possession. They did what your offense is supposed to do.
Yeah, from four plays into the third quarter, right, they punted four plays. It was a four-play drive by the Commanders. From then on, the score of the game was 22-8 over the next quarter and a half. I mean... yes, it was a choppy, ugly first half. The Eagles then but Kyle mentioned earlier, this was a lot of last year. I think we have like some sort of, we've romanticized the way they played most of last season. The game looked like this a lot last year. It really did. The Eagles were kind of choppy in the first half, didn't score much, and then the second half, they just imposed their will. There was a turnover. They sacked the quarterback. They took the ball away. They ran it with Saquon. Jalen made a couple nice throws, and we go home. I mean, like that... they won a Super Bowl doing this last year. So that's why I think a lot of people are excited today.
Yeah, and like the whole, you know, play bad for three quarters type thing. The defense is the part of the team that sort of allows for you to be able to do that. They're going to keep these games
close. They're going to keep you in the game.
For as long as they can until eventually we have footage, yeah. Right. Like that, and that was the formula last year.
To kind of meet Steve in the middle, if they fumble the opening kickoff, if they miss three kicks in a playoff game, we're probably going home. Right. I get that. But in terms of the offense and defense, this is kind of who they are. I mean, this is what they're going to do. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
We're going to back-to-back bowls.
Back-to-back, Chris.
Not that hard to do, Hugh, for some of us. Back-to-back. Hey, guys, we got our mojo back. I mean, we got bus driver Barkley behind the wheel. Most importantly, though, we got our big D back. Do you realize that our defense is number three in the NFL in points against? Like, this was the missing piece. Vic is definitely tuning up the race car, getting us ready, you know, to go down the main stretch here. And we got a healthy Jalen Carter coming back. I don't know, guys. Hugh, I need to talk to you about some things though with this defense. Speaking of defense, because I need your brain here for a minute. Can you help me?
I got you.
So. I hope you can talk a little bit about BGB moved inside because he seems to be like fitting in perfectly where he's at in his career because he's getting ridiculous amount of pressure and sacks at the rate per snap that he's playing. It's unbelievable. Speaking of which, he's at 79.5 sacks career wise.
Oh yeah. Wow,
that's not bad.
We know who that means. It means one more. He passes someone on the all-time NFL list.
Yeah. So Hugh.
Yes.
I don't want you to be in the rearview mirror, brother, but listen, you've said this before. Mm-hmm. You know, this only you can decide this. Are you going to be Grinchy Cole, or is this pressure now going to make you into a diamond?
What are you talking about?
Brandon Graham's about to pass you on the all-time NFL sack list. That, he gets one more.
I am happy for Brandon. I did that in 10 seasons. I did that in 10.
That was strong.
I mean, I'm not trying to, Brandon got the longevity thing down, but you know, sometimes the brightest stars burn out the fast.
So I just pulled up the list here. So Hugh Douglas, the official sack list, and they keep the numbers from 1960 on, right? So it's a long time in pro football. Hugh Douglas ranks 84th in the history of the game with 80 sacks. Brandon is right behind him. So Yeah. What do we think here? As long as Hughes is still in the top 100. What's that?
They don't show games played. They don't show games played. I get what you're saying.
And listen, the fact number.
I mean, listen. You can change this, Hugh. You can change it. Come out of retirement.
You could.
Come out of retirement.
You
can fall into
this
one.
This is BG. Let me tell you, Chris. When I watch BG play, man, I smile a little bit inside because I know on some level I was the prototype for that player. They've improved on the model, but I was the prototype.
There were some kinks in the original.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, seriously, that all jokes aside, because when you look at me, you look at that Trent Cole, you look at BG, I'll even throw Nolan and those other young cats. I was the prototype. They just improved on the model.
I see what's going on here, guys. Hughes peacocking and taking credit.
Wait a minute,
for
I'm not work.
It actually is the best Hugh Douglas spin in a while.
I want to wish everyone, including y'all, even you, Grinchy Douglas, I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
Chris. Have a good one. Appreciate you, buddy. Good phone call. What do we think, Kyle? Once Hugh reaches, like, when Hugh falls down the all-time sack list to like 100, is that when he's forgotten in the NFL annals?
Yeah, and
is that right?
Yeah. And then they have to take him out of the Eagles Hall of Fame.
That's the end. I'm not leaving. That's the. All right, let's hear how it sounded Saturday. The Eagles clinch the NFC East. The best of it, right here. The montage on WIP.
It is the day an Eagles win comes with the crown in the NFC East. Merrill Reese at Wick at Northwest Stadium in Landover, Maryland.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
As the 9-5 Eagles try to grab the brass ring against the 4-10 Washington Commanders. Kickoff coming down to Shipley. Gets blocked from Covey, and the ball is knocked out of his hands. Let's see. Is it a fumble and recovered by Washington?
It is.
It is. The worst possible result. Mariota is back. He's looking. Still looking. Firing incomplete. And the field goal unit comes on.
Heck of a job.
Can take a big, deep breath. Hurts back. Fires. Complete. And running with the football is A.J. Brown. Turns the corner. And let's see where he's spotted at. Inside the 5-yard line. Hurts on second down. Rolls. Looks. Fires. Complete. Touchdown.
There are lots of ways to do it. You line up skinny Batman on a condensed split, a tight split, and he just outruns the cornerback to the end zone.
44-yard attempt for Jake Elliott to give the Eagles a 10-3 lead. And the kick is no good. Mariota looks downfield. He lets it go deep down the left sideline, and it is caught. It is caught all the way down by Terry McLaurin.
And you know
and he can break your back. Mariota, again, to Kroski Merritt, and he's pushing and shoving.
I didn't see the officials' hands go up.
Now you do.
Finally, they do.
And Washington leads 10-7. Can he hit this and tie the game at the head? Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is no good.
Miss it again.
Whoa! Offside defense. 5-yard penalty,
which results in a first down.
And it's a first down.
But he just has to make that.
Here we go. Ball is spotted. The kick is away. And the kick is...
Missed it.
He missed it again. He had plenty of distance, and it was no good. Well, Washington has 4 seconds to go, and they're going to be leading at halftime. Right now it's 10-7. Hurts. Sneaks. Does not get in. But the tush push is becoming more difficult.
Yeah.
Last year it was automatic. Hey, it's no longer automatic.
This is the National Football League. No matter what you do in time, there are going to be smart guys on the other side to figure out a way to stop what you do.
They had a first and goal at the 1. first and goal at the one after a 16-yard penalty on a pass interference against the Commanders. And now here they are in a third down and goal from the 15. Hurts is looking. Here comes the rush. He steps up. He fires on the run. And it is Hurts. Touchdown, Dallas Goedert. Johnson takes the snap. He drops. He's looking. Still looking. He fires football. And it's intercepted. It's intercepted by DeGene. Cooper DeGene with the pick. Barkley spinning forward. Down across the five. And he is in for the touchdown. Not he takes it in.
Not to
second
be denied.
And third effort. Hurts. Steve Bigby does. He cuts back. He runs up the middle. He's got a first down. He's got a touchdown.
See ya.
Tank Bixby. The final score. The Eagles 29. Washington 18. The Philadelphia Eagles are champions of the NFC East for the second year in a row. And Dallas is eliminated.
I like Merrill throwing that in there at the end.
Dallas.
The other side of the coin. Also, Dallas is eliminated, and they go out and lose yesterday like a bunch of bums. So there.
What have I done to deserve
that? That is it. And look, no one here is surprised. I mean, maybe Hugh a little bit, but we raised the banner on this show. What was that, like 6-7 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you regret not coming to the banner celebration?
Nah.
You missed it?
Nah.
They weren't, to be honest.
They weren't playing well during that time.
But the objective was...
But they still, They went back to back.
A while ago.
And Joe's now 3-for-3?
Yep.
Calling these things?
The question is, what point of the Philly season am I calling the NL East next year? We'll find out.
Hopefully it's for us.
Yes. Well, that's true. I haven't had to do that yet. And I don't look forward to that day. But, you know, what we got to do, Juice is in South Philly. What's up, Juice?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, Juice.
Great day to be a Bears fan, right?
Absolutely. Back-to-back, Juice? It is awesome. What are you feeling this morning?
Okay, so real quick, two things. One, the best game of the day was you versus Chris from Middletown. Did you check the fantasy out? You were down, Hugh, at going into the 4 o'clock games. So everybody's done playing, and the only game left is Detroit. Mm-hmm. You're losing. Gibbs scores the touchdown. It puts you up. He got Amara St. Brown, who scores, and they call it back. So the game's over, and you're still off 4 points. He's got his kicker going. His kicker outscores you. You lose by four.
So I'm looking at it right now. So, yeah, so Juice is describing the semifinals of the Midday Show Fantasy League. So we have a 99% chance of it being me against Chris from Middletown in the final.
Right?
It was almost me against you, Hugh, as Juice was just describing. And then you blew it.
4 points.
You blew it in the 4 o'clock window.
I like my coach. My coach, JoJo, did a good job this year.
He's not on the hot seat then?
No, he's not on the hot seat.
Well, he made it to the playoffs. Yeah,
he made it to the playoffs. JoJo did a good job. We commend him for that. You know, I was off doing, you know, other things.
Yeah.
You know, I had other endeavors that I was working on, but I was always locked into my team.
Mm-hmm. Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
I mean, we have to keep it honest, though. I can rip Juice. I can rip JoJo for this, Hugh. He set Stephon Diggs last night. He cost you.
He did.
22.8 points.
We're not going to.
Yeah.
We're not going to rip JoJo.
Now, you guys consulted on this, I'm sure?
Yes, we did. Yeah. We talked about
so
it.
So I can blame you for it.
We talked about this at length the other day.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Juice.
No, so he had a rough one yesterday because he lost me in that money league.
Tough day.
Rough one, yeah. And I think the reason he started Ibuka is because he's got the hookup with him and Baker, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm looking at that, too, because if he starts things, they win.
All right.
So, yeah, but anyway, Eagles point. So I was looking at the playoffs, right?
Mm-hmm.
The playoffs are pretty much set. The Lions are the only team that can get in, and they have to win out and hope Green Bay loses out.
Yes.
Which I don't know if it's going to happen, but whatever. And then you have the South, which will be decided probably last day of the year.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, the Bears are inexperienced. The Seahawks are inexperienced. The Niners aren't really that good. They beat up on bad teams. I can point out every team but the Rams. It feels like we're on a collision course with the Rams. Hopefully it stays the way it is, because then they come here to playoffs if they're the wild card.
So here, Juice, one thing on the Rams that I think is interesting, and I tend to agree with you that they're the ones I would fear the most, and it could be a collision course. But if it stays the way it is right now, which is the Eagles as the 3 seed, and the Rams in that either one or that five, right, that range, we would avoid them just based on the way the seedings work. We wouldn't see them till the title game. So I like that, too. It gives us a chance to go beat the Niners, beat the Bears, and then maybe play the Rams to go to the Super Bowl.
Right, so we're going back-to-back. I'm just saying. So real quick before I get off, I just wanted to tell you guys, Merry Christmas, enjoy your holiday, and I know that I'm kind of self-bragging, but Christmas is my birthday, so I'm going
to
enjoy it.
Oh, happy birthday, Juice. Happy Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family, Juice. We appreciate it. Yeah, that little recap on the Fantasy League. It sounds like it's me and Chris in the final because Hugh Douglas blew it yesterday.
Congratulations, man. We'll be back next year. JoJo, you did a good job.
I'm not sure if you'll be back. I mean, the kid carried your team. And
I mean,
if we're being real.
Semantics. Semantics. Yeah. JoJo will be back next year.
Yeah, it's not really, man.
It's not.
It is. I'm a GM. I had other endeavors.
You
that
did
I was
nothing.
On.
You did.
Know, I was working. I was trying to get me a Yakata.
Name me two of your players yesterday.
You're an absentee.
A-Chain was on my team. And who was my quarterback? Baker was my quarterback.
You did it. So you named two. I'm proud. Alex in Chicago's up. What's up, Alex?
Hello. How are you?
Good, Alex. What's up?
Happy holidays, everyone.
You too, Alex. What's going on?
Okay, so I just want to make a quick point about the two-point conversion, okay, because You've been thinking
about it a lot.
For 2 days.
I know. Sorry.
No, it's cool. I just thought it was funny.
Alex, I have too. I've thought about it for hours.
Talk it out with us. Talk to us. Okay. Talk to us about it. You got it.
I live in Chicago, so I got to talk to everybody, you know, all my friends. So here's the thing. If the roles were reversed, the number one I'm going to preface this with, if you can predict, not you, but if one can predict the future in football and say who's going to win, I can't have this argument. Just hang up on me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if Washington returns the kickoff after the Eagles score that last touchdown to get 2 points, now the game's changed. They're up, they're, you know, if they'll go for the 1 point. So if the roles were reversed, everybody on the Eagles sideline be like, man, we got a chance at this. Let's do this. We got 4 minutes left. We need a touchdown and a field goal. So anybody who wants to argue that he shouldn't have done it, I just don't get it. I don't get it. You go to win a game. You're the head coach. You make your decision. Now, if there's a little sidebar where maybe, our kicker's whatever, needs a little headshot, then you do that. And you add that to your reason, but in your head, not tell everybody, but the coach is the boss of that team. He says what he says, you go do it. And you win football games. Let's go, Birds. Love you guys. I got to get back to work. Have a good day.
You too, Alex. Appreciate it. All right, so we're going to unpack the whole two-point conversion thing and the Commanders thing. My thought, watching it live, I did not think the Eagles were running up the score. I've never thought of a team running up the score with a two-point conversion. To me, running up the score is still trying, throwing the ball, which your first team offense when you're up multiple scores late in the fourth quarter, one or two, right? An extra point kick or two is not running up the score. It is literally a point. Did I think there was any way the Commanders with Josh Johnson were going to score three times in 4 minutes? I didn't, but I never know. Yeah. I think the Commanders overreacted. I mean, that's my biggest take was, are they really that mad over it? Really? So we'll unpack it all. We'll let you hear what Dan Quinn said.
Yes, obviously they were.
I mean, they were out of it.
Dan Quinn was like, yeah, we'll see him in a couple weeks.
Yeah, you'll see the Eagles backups popping in a couple weeks. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. There also is probably some little Jake Elliott to that as well. Maybe keep him off the field there and don't have him miss another one going into the second to last week of the season. All right, we will have Merrill Reese coming up with us next. His thoughts on the team, this accomplishment, where they're going, and what did he think when the two-point conversion happened? His take on it as he was calling it live, and all your phone calls as well. It's the Midday Show celebrating back-to-back NFC's titles, and we look ahead to what this team could accomplish the rest of the season on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Tis the season. We boosted on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because this year you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting for you in the app to unwrap. Every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking in to see what drops next, and it all leads to the Christmas Day special, where you can get something extra special. 7 days of gifts, one big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get in the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.